Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. 18-year-old Jordan Jeffrey Meehan of Northfield pled guilty yesterday to two felony counts of fifth-degree drug possession. In February, Northfield police pulled over a vehicle for a headlight out. Meehan was a passenger. The officer smelled marijuana. A search of the vehicle revealed a backpack with 28 grams of marijuana, a pipe, a scale, three baggies of THC-laced caramel corn, a note with names and numbers, and six Adderall pills, all belonging to Meehan. He admitted that he sells to friends, and those names were people who owed him money. The charges carry up to 5 years in prison. Sentencing is May 22nd. The city of Northfield is looking to hire a consultant to update the city's pedestrian and bicycle trail system. The idea is to identify gaps, establish a route for the Milltown State Trail within the city, and identify issues related to walking and bike access to the high school and Arcadia Charter School. Public Works Director Dave Bennett said the consultant would also evaluate the existing plans and policies. His department, along with Community Development, would send out an RFP, score the consultants, and choose one. Councilors wanted at least one member from the Planning Commission and one from the Park Board to be involved in the selection process. Peterson White explained,
"Those people on those boards are the ones who really, I think, understand better than anyone else what the existing policies are that we have and how the work that we do with this project can best support the work that's already been done and can best support future planning for the city."
Tuesday night, the council voted to add those members and a council member. The cost of a consultant is estimated at $30,000 to $40,000. The last time a review was done like this was 2008. The expectation is the study would be done and a plan unveiled to the council by February of 2019. People are still ice fishing. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn said the ice houses are off the lakes,
but they can still use portables, and you see some people sitting out there on the bucket or the chair and catching panfish.
He said his department is keeping all the dive rescue gear ready should someone break through. He warns to be very careful out there, despite record cold temperatures. And no matter the weather, the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service will be holding their annual food drive this Saturday. Firefighter Tommy Mulligan has been organizing it for 9 years.
We get groups of volunteers to go with a fire truck in different areas of the town and go around door-to-door collecting food.
From year to year, the volunteers make the difference. If you'd like to help out, meet at the fire station at 9 a.m. They'll be running 5 trucks throughout the city. You can leave your donation on your doorstep. Cash and checks are appreciated, as the Community Action Center is able to purchase more for the dollar than the public is. And the rescue squad is also raising funds for a new truck. Captain Andrew Tussing said you can donate on their website, nafrs.org. Click on Special Projects. News from around the state is next.